are currently deploying some contingency stocks to different implementing partners, which are located in the northern part of the island. And we have some staff which have been also deployed in order to assist the local authorities in coordinating the emergency response if required.
And I believe that the hurricane is due to hit Haiti, northern Haiti, on Thursday evening. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are expecting the cyclone to touch Haiti starting tomorrow afternoon and probably over the night until Friday morning. We are very worried about the population which is located, especially on the coastal shore of the northern part of Haiti, and 50% of the population is below 18, and so we are very concerned about all the children which may be affected by the hurricane Irma.
And I imagine there must be extra concern in Haiti because of the devastating effects of Hurricane Matthew just last year.
Yes, no, unfortunately, Haiti has been already badly affected by Hurricane Matthew. Fortunately, the trajectory of Hurricane Irma is very different than the one of Hurricane Matthew. Hurricane Matthew has affected the southern part of the island, and the trajectory of Hurricane Irma is more on the northern part of the country, the part of the country which has not been affected by Hurricane Matthew last year. However, if Hurricane Irma is causing significant damage on the infrastructures and the population, we definitely need additional resources. When we are looking about Hurricane Matthew, the post-recovery phase of the population which was affected by Hurricane Matthew, the resources have been extremely limited, and only limited response has been put in place over the last 12 months in order to assist the population which has been badly affected by Hurricane Matthew.
What advice are you giving to people who maybe in the way of this terrible hurricane? What should people be doing in Haiti right now?
Well, right now, people need to be prepared for the passage of the hurricane, making sure that they have a stock of food and potable water at least for the next 5 days. And if the population is closely located to areas which may be like the coastal shore, like inundable land and so on, the population maybe needs to move to temporary shelters, which the government has already set up, especially in schools. And so in order to keep safe during the passage of the cyclone and able to then look about how to take care of their families and so on after the passage of the cyclone. The most important thing is probably to make sure that the people are getting safe during the passage of the cyclone.